Tomorrow, barring any last-minute delays, jury selection is set to get underway in the murder trial of Derek Chauvin. He is the former Minneapolis police officer who pressed his knee into the neck of George Floyd for almost 9 minutes last May. Floyd's death under Chauvin's knee, caught on a cell phone video that went viral, set off months of protests. And now that the former officer's trial on murder charges is set to start, many see it as a test of whether police who kill can be brought to justice. NPR's Adrian Florido reports from Minneapolis.
Shut it down!
On Saturday, activist Tashira Garraway led a group of families who've lost someone to police violence on a march around the Minnesota governor's mansion. The impending trial of Derek Chauvin, she said, is triggering a wave of emotions.
We're feeling hurt. We're feeling scared. We're feeling traumatized, anxious.
Anxious, she said, because the start of jury selection means Chauvin's judgment day is getting close. And the question on everyone's mind is, how will it go?
You know, we have to hope and pray that they will just do the right thing.
When he died, George Floyd became a global symbol of police brutality against Black Americans. Now, for many people, the trial of the officer under whose knee Floyd took his final breath is the ultimate test of whether police who kill can be held accountable.
The entire world is looking at us right now.
Jelani Hussein, a local Muslim leader, told the crowd outside the governor's mansion Saturday the stakes couldn't be higher.
This trial isn't just about Chauvin. This is an international trial. And when we say justice for George Floyd, we mean justice for all families.
Apprehension about the trial is evident across Minneapolis. Many businesses have boarded up, afraid of the kind of rioting that exploded after George Floyd's killing last year. The downtown courthouse where Chauvin will be tried has been walled off with barricades, fences, and razor wire. More than 1,000 National Guard members have been called in to patrol the city.
I wish this wasn't happening in my hometown. I wish a lot of stuff hadn't happened in my hometown.
Richard Fraes is a University of Minnesota law professor. He says the extraordinary security measures speak to the immense pressure facing Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison, whose office is prosecuting the case against Chauvin.
There's a lot on the line. There's a lot of upset people, and Ellison's office certainly knows that they got to get this right.
Fraes says this trial will present many challenges. One of the first, beginning this week, will be seating an impartial jury. Jury selection is expected to last up to 3 weeks. Fraes said Attorney General Ellison is also keenly aware of how hard it is to convict police officers. It's something Ellison himself said last year when he announced he'd be charging Chauvin with second-degree murder. Chauvin also faces a second-degree manslaughter charge.
Winning a conviction will be hard. I say this not because we doubt our resources or our ability. In fact, we're confident in what we're doing. But history does show that there are clear challenges here.
Nakima Levy Armstrong is a longtime activist and former president of the Minneapolis NAACP. She's planning marches throughout the trial.
There are some folks who feel that it is a no-brainer that Chauvin will be convicted. But realistically, in the state of Minnesota, we have not ever had a white officer convicted of killing a Black person. That is an important aspect to all of this, that this has really literally never been done before.
She says she's been tempering the expectations of some of the people in her circles.
And just reminding people that this could happen. It's not a slam dunk. And this is how it has always been.
Armstrong says people are worried that if Chauvin is acquitted, the three other officers charged in Floyd's death may not stand trial. 9 months since George Floyd's killing, the South Minneapolis intersection where it happened still serves as a memorial to Floyd, renamed George Floyd Square, blocked off to traffic and guarded by community members day and night. Brian Warfield has a pistol strapped to his leg. His permit to carry hangs around his neck. This area has been a regular target for racist agitators, Warfield said. He expects more of that as Derek Chauvin's trial gets going.
If you stand here and you get associated with this corner, you're going to get death threats from every which direction. That's why we got to wear flak vests and everything else. It's not that we're looking for trouble, but people are looking to start trouble.
His patrol partner is Corey Moore.
I'm telling you right now, if you have any motive, racial motives in your heart, and you come out here, you got to get handled.
The potential for a repeat of last year's unrest is on everyone's mind, they said.
But right now, honestly, everybody's just trying to keep the peace, try to get through the trial without anything happening. We don't want anything else to happen to our city.
He said their city has been through enough. Adrian Florido, NPR News, Minneapolis.